out.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Well, we're back here, record. What's our thing? On air, in care.
Back in feckin' care.
I know, we weren't here. I'd say we weren't here in about 2 to 3 months, were we?
I'd say not 2 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. I nearly went and drove into that house again earlier, coming up. Do you know the way did you go into?
I actually had to put on my Google Maps.
Did you?
I never needed Google Maps driving to care, and all of a sudden now I do. Because I forgot. I was like, I might take that wrong turn again. So yeah. I put on Google Maps.
Yeah. You were here before me, fair play.
I was, because to be fair now, you text me yesterday and you were like, do you want me to drive? And I was like, no, because Erin Rose and Fiona's this little plaything later with their star camp. And I said, after recording, I'll have to fly down the road, make sure I'm there for that. And I was like, no, just in case you're late. Was she late?
Yes. No, I got held up. I was in Bike Rosky earlier. And guess what?
You didn't.
I did win something. I swear to God, I did win something. I won the cool down thing. The cool person.
I get that all the chunk.
Do you? You did not. Did you get that?
Oh no, I didn't. I got the Ranger.
You got, yeah, no. Which one did I get? Because I did a screenshot. I got the cool down champion. This award is achieved by having the fastest heart rate and recovery times. And they told me that's a big thing in there.
Oh, that's really well. Yeah. You know what they're telling me? I went back yesterday for my first time in weeks. And like, for anybody that never went to Bike Rosky, we have a heart monitor on. Mm-hmm. So, and our heart is like, the monitor is up on the screen. So whoever's in the class, you could see all their rates and whatever and how fast their heart is pumping. Did you come up to me and tell me to calm down?
Because it was red.
Raw. Like, I'm sure I was dead and all for like 15 minutes, right? They're like, Julie, like, calm down a small bit. But it's not because I was working really hard. It's because I was on the drink for 3 days. My heart was like hitting nearly 100. Like, that's not normal. Like, and they were like, you just start calming down here. I thought they nearly had to call an ambulance for me. My heart was palpitating, but it was over all the vodka.
I was going to say, your sweat was like vodka.
The smell in there.
I'd say you probably stank, did you?
I'd say they were all drunk leaving Bike Row Ski yesterday over me because
sweat coming out.
Sweat coming out was tequila rosé, vodka and soda water. Sure, I had a wild Sunday and Tuesday.
Tell me about it actually, Galway, because yeah. I haven't really spoken to you. I went to Galway races with Christine.
Yeah, so we decided to go up on the Sunday, even though racing didn't start till the Monday, but Christine dropped her small one to the Gaeltacht up to Connemara.
Gorgeous.
Have you ever been there?
I was there years ago, yeah, really nice.
Stunning. Like, I was there as well last year when we dropped her up. I went with her for the spin. Stunning. I'm definitely going to book a weekend up there or something. Anyways, dropped her up on the Sunday, but the All-Ireland was on Galway versus Armagh. So we said, look, obviously instead of driving all those back down to Cork and then back up Monday, we'll just stay at the night in Galway and go out. So I was like, look, we'll go out for a couple because there'll be a great buzz around the place, even though Galway lost. Half three, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was going on Sunday night.
That's late for you.
Back up at 7 a.m. to get the hair and makeup done for the racing.
Oh my God, I didn't know what you were doing above because I'd seen that he looked stunning, right? Not that he don't look stunning, but I was like, she hardly did her own makeup or hair. Not a hope.
I did on the Sunday.
But on the Monday...
Monday I got, no, you're right, I got my hair and makeup done. No, I did. But Tuesday I did it myself.
Did you do it on Tuesday?
Not my hair.
Not the hair.
Well, my hair actually lasted to the Tuesday.
It was gorgeous.
I barely lay down the bed. I said 2 hours sleep. Yes. Oh, I'm lying. I got very good. I'm, you know who I watched Monday night? Francis Brennan.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. That was going to be one of your spellings, actually, because I seen you in it. Were you watching Francis Brennan or Dermot Bannon?
Had
he grey hair or dark hair?
I don't know.
Was he in a hotel or was he doing up houses?
I don't know.
But what were you doing? What was he doing in it? You were hardly on Pornhub with him. What were you doing in it?
Was he doing houses? Was he in RT?
They're both in RT, but Francis, no, has left the hotel. He was in the Kinmare Park Hotel, right. And he was a hotelier, but he's after selling it now. And they had like a show. That was the fellow who was on the bus waving. Remember that time?
With the red flag.
I feel like I'm on Father Ted here.
With the flag.
With the flag. That was Francis Brennan. But then, were you watching a fellow doing up a house?
Well, that's when Christine, I don't know what I was watching.
Yeah. Was he doing architect?
I don't know what he was doing.
Was he good looking?
If he walked around, I wouldn't even know what he looked. I don't know.
Anyway, go on. Come on.
So that was Monday. Oh yeah. So we're down Sunday night, got home like 3:30, 4 o'clock, back up 7 a.m, got the hair and makeup done, got ready, went racing. I was so tired. I was actually, I'd say people were looking at me at racing. I was like, I didn't only got 2 or 3 hours sleep. I was wrecked. But stayed out till about 9 o'clock, drinking all day. But I goes, Christine, I can't go out tonight. I'm actually bait. So came home and watched Branning, but I don't know which one.
You don't know which one. Was it Dermot?
Well, Christine, when I ring her.
Was it Dermot Branning? Dermot Bannon? I think it might have been Dermot Bannon. Was that this Monday night?
What? Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know which. You Google there now because you spelled his name all wrong. So I was like, that might be a spelling. So I was like, what's she doing in the bed? But fair play coming home.
It's not Dot Branning. Dot Branning is coming up and Googling.
I'd say it might have been Dermot Bannon. He's a good looking lad.
You see, I wasn't.
You weren't attentive enough. Yeah. Anyway, the Tuesday night, you got a bit lucky, did you?
So then I was raring for all then Tuesday, because Monday, like I said, I came home 9 o'clock, got a pizza to the room, was watching the fella on the telly. Happy days. Christine got up to go to the toilet. She came out and she said, Julie, you actually look like you were dead on the bed. I was asleep, like, and I wasn't even moving.
Great sleep.
She said, Julie, I had to come over and like put my air over your mouth to make sure you were breathing. Conked all night, got up at 7 o'clock. You know, I'm an early riser anyway.
Yeah.
Got up anyways, had breakfast, whatever, went again.
just a laugh there because you're an early riser, but do you know when you text me, you wake at night?
I know.
You did it last night.
At half 8 at night. Are you awake?
No, last night, no, it was around 10:30. You, and it's the letter, you wake. Yeah. And I was like, and I usually say, yeah, but I'm going to bed in a minute. Because I'm like, she wants to ring me now. Is everything okay? Kiss.
Yeah.
But when I get them, you wake. And I'm like, she's fucking seen me online, but it's always, yeah, but I'm going to bed there now in a minute.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. And then I'd ring you in the morning. Go 5 o'clock then. Your mum be up texting
I'd be up texting then at 5 a.m. because I'm at work and everything's grand then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'd be flat out sending on videos and everything to your man or video fella. Do this, do that. I'd be flat out then in the morning going, oh, everyone has to be up now.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, go on. You were half dead. You were comatosed. Got up then.
Ready for all then, Tuesday. But racing wasn't starting until 10 to 5 was the first race. And like we were doing nothing all day. I goes, you know what, Christine, let's do bottomless brunch.
Lovely.
Whoever does bottomless brunch, now you know yourself. Like you're like it's literally you take one sip and your one is over. Like pouring. We done bottomless brunch before we even went racing. Like that's dangerous. So done that in Hyde. It was actually lovely. Done that, went to the races. Then I goes, Christine, I'm on Prosecco now all day. I can't start drinking vodka and Prosecco. I will be on top of the fucking horse.
Bad.
Like riding, I think I'm a jockey at the races, like riding the horse with my hat and everything. I was like, no, I'd have to stay to the same drink. So then we were like, laddie laws. We went up to the champagne lounge. I was like, we'll get the cheapest bottle here and then we'll go half. So we did, it was €90. But it wasn't bad because you were sipping it, like, you know, and you're just 40 or each, whatever. So then, noon no more, and I was... remember much.
You got into you guff with some
a couple of owners then, yeah. You know what now? I thought I'd be weak. I was half weak, but then turned out to be pricks.
Really? They were owners of horses?
The owners of horses and many other like really established businesses here.
Right.
In like
and real estate, we'll say.
Yeah. And I was weak. I was like, this is it. Do you know what I kept thinking? This is how my drunken mind goes. So this guy, they like owned, as you said, real estate, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to be the new gossip girl. Like, honestly, the new gossip girl, I was thinking to myself, your man in gossip girl, I can't think of his name now. The good fella, good looking fella. Anyways, he owns hotels.
Blake, is it? No, that was the girl. It was your man. It's your man who stalks people in that show.
No, that's you. The real gossip girl. No, the other fella.
Look, between Dermot Bannon and Frances Brennan, no, and Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. He was with Blair.
What's your man, name? Your man, Pin Badgley. No, that's your man and you.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck.
Chuck. Chuck. Chuck Bass. Do you remember Chuck Bass? Do you watch Gossip Girl?
I didn't really, couldn't really get into it.
Love that.
G-O-S. No, what was it? G-O. Was it she G-O-S-S-I-P? No, is that in it?
That's
no.
The name of a gossip.
Yeah, but did she not do gossip? Something like that? Gossip Girl.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah, XOXO. Did you hear me? Oh, sorry. Sorry, go on. Yeah, my sister loved it, but I just didn't.
Love that. And yeah, so I thought I was the new Blair, but no, bit of a pig. Like, do you know now, right? What happened was we went back to a bar and I was wearing a yellow dress.
Beautiful. Would you stop? You look stunning, Julie. And the red one was lovely too.
I have a very lumpy bumpy
and Elaine's hats were, well, I know they're not hats, they're What are they? Headpieces?
Fascinators, are they?
Fascinators, headpieces. They were stunning.
Ah, she's brilliant.
She's a Lane, great girl.
Arlene. But, so, what am I saying there? Oh, yeah, went back anyway. Sat down. There was a group of us sitting down and some of the guys were from Clare and they came up to me. They're like, oh, look at you. We're yeah. in yellow colours. Bit of banter now going on. But I was given as good as I get. I wasn't just going to sit there. Like, you know, it was only banter. And I was like, oh, yeah, go out that. You pulled a jersey. Like my fella next to me. Calm down, will you? I was like, calm down. I was like, what am I meant to do? Just, like, they were laughing, like, and you know, they were saying oh, no. crap to me as well about the Cork team. And it was only banter, like. And then one of them was called Carl. And my fella next to me whispered into my ear. Because I was calling him, all right, Carl. Do you know, I've a bit of a thick Cork accent, whatever. And he was like, emphasize the letters a bit more. Carl, Carl. Like, your man gave me a full on elocution lesson next to me. I was like, oh, shut up. I got off and walked away.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you see him after that?
No.
And does he know? And I'm not trying to make you sound famous here or anything, but I mean, as in, does he know who you are?
He knew that I had Instagram and then I was talking about the podcast. He kind of knew that. He doesn't listen, thank God.
Listening, knowing it. They all say that. And they're all flat out downloading it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't listen to that. What's your podcast again? I was like, know. You fucking know.
Liar.
You liar. And you've got the notifications up.
I know, yeah. It rings. You have the bell on and everything. So, what else?
We wish, anyway.
What?
We wish.
I don't. I know, because then we're definitely remain single forever.
Well, that's true. Go on.
Anyways, at another stage, then I was with him as well. And in fairness, he was buying me drink and stuff. And the bar lady was like, oh, I know you from TikTok. And he was like, you do TikTok? And he was, yeah. And he was like, a bit old for that, aren't you? I actually, at this stage, I wanted to pour my drink over his head. I was like, oh, shut up. Like, do you know what? And it was my first night with him and all that. And I honestly did think he was a lovely boy. And I, do you know, did he just get a bit drunk and just was acting a bit of a fool? Mm-hmm. Do you know? And I was like, you're kind of putting me down. I felt like a bit of a fool next to him when he said that. You're a bit old for TikTok. And I was like, pardon? And I was like, oh yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
Did he say that in front of other men?
Yeah.
Good luck, gone. Sure See enough. You later. And I bet you did the men laugh.
Skip.
Oh, no. That's like similar before when a fella would have called me fat and his friends would laugh too. That I hate that kind of shit.
I hate that.
And I'm trying not to swear, but what a prick.
And that's what I walked away then.
You could never go back to that. And I hate that. You know, if you say, if you're an influencer, whatever, and men are kind of like, oh, you're an influencer. You're probably making more money than he is. You know, but people, no, is what I'm saying is people don't see how hard people work behind the scenes. They've got this idea of it, but they shouldn't. A real man would say, oh, fair play to you.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. You must work really hard for that.
Especially that he was trying it on. Do you know what I mean? But then at the same time, showing off in front of the boys.
No.
No.
Red feckin' flag. As red as your dress, girl.
And even though I was pretty drunk, not pretty drunk, I knew what was happening. Like, and I was wearing his blazer and I took off the blazer and I was like, you know, walk away. And I left. And Christine was being chatted up by this other guy. And I goes, Christine, leave him, give you, like, lift home, whatever. He was like, she was like, you're not going away on your own. And I was like, Christine, just shh, whatever. And I walked out and then I started roaring, crying. I was like, I was on my own. I was like, oh my God, I don't know where I am. And in fairness, then Christine came out. She's like, Julie, I'm not going to leave you go home on your own. I was like, but then I felt like a bit of a cock blocker then with her. Like, I was like, stay, like, you know, your man that she was chatting to, I was lovely. She's like, no, I'm going home with you. But I was roaring, crying because I felt like it was going so well and he bought me flowers and everything. And then to be shown off in front of fellas, the buddies, like.
Bad sign. Any man like that, bad sign.
And then all the lads laughing. I was like,
bad men. Do you know what's funny? There's a guy that I'm kind of seeing-ish. Mm. And when I was explaining the whole, you know, making a bit of money out of Instagram, he couldn't get over it. He was delighted for me.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, really? I goes, yeah. I said, I suppose, you know, no, went on a holiday there not so long ago and I did an ad and I suppose, you know, I didn't have to worry so much about saving, you know. And he was absolutely delighted. And I was like, that's a proper man.
He wouldn't earn as much as me, my 15,000 euro. Like.
Well, that's what you're getting for your reels and stuff. But that's
one reel, yeah.
But what I'm saying, that's like a proper man.
Yeah, exactly.
A real man. I hate when anyone gets an idea. Oh, you make money online. Are you an influencer and all this? Like, people work damn hard to build up like an audience and platform online. I hate that, especially men. You can't say to them like, oh, are you on this? And you're afraid to tell them you're on it.
Yeah, I know. Especially
you're afraid to tell them. Like, why I had to tell your man is because he follows me on it. He actually didn't realise I was making money out of it.
Yeah, I know. And in fairness, like, and you know, like if I was seeing a fella or texting a fella and he was like, oh, my goal for next year is I want to go to the moon. I'd be like, fair fucking place. Yeah, like, what can you do now? What's the next step for that? I wouldn't be like, I'll go away a fool, like, you know? Like, I'm
oh, no.
all about, like, you know, fair fucking play, like, you know?
But,
like,
I think, do you know what it is? A lot of, not every man know, but some men, they want to have, what I find personally for myself, they want to have the bigger personality. Mm. And the dominant personality, a lot of men, whereas like that now, they might be like, oh, she's a big, massive following. Everyone knows her. Sure, I'm meant to be the man. I'm meant to be, you know, the alpha here and now in it. And I think that's with not every man, but some men. And that's what I found myself as well.
Yeah.
So no go. So any shift at all up there?
Nope.
But she had a great time.
And do you know what? That's it. And you should come next year. It's so much fun.
I am going to book it off next year and I will go. And like you guys know, I prefer to go at the start of the week, the Monday or Tuesday, the ladies' dinner. I'd look so silly with those fascinators. I go around with a Yankees hat or something. No, me. Get it like a fancy one, you know, get laying make one for me. You know, like something like that.
But even a nice fancy hairband or something.
Something like that would be nice. But come here, speaking of men, anyway. Obviously, I'm kind of, there's a guy I really like, but like I'm not official with him. As they say on Instagram or on Love Island, not exclusive, but wait till I tell you about me going on a date the other week. So there's another guy I met, right? I met him at this event. And like, I know some people would be thinking, sure, like if you're seeing one guy, you should like keep it to him. But like he lives in a different city and everything. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure we're not official. I'm there kind of going, well, he's obviously seen other people. So I met this other guy, really nice guy now, really nice. So I met him at an event and we swapped numbers, blah, blah, blah. So he ended up texting me. So he was like, do you want to go out and meet? And I met him there, like I saw him fancy now, but I met him in Chelsea, right? Last week. So we inter- and do you know what? I didn't have the whole thing where I was shitting at walking in because like, do you know, when you don't know them or whatever. So I walked in and I couldn't really remember what he looked like, even though I wasn't drinking, but... Do you know, you'd be like, was he tall? What height was he again? What did he look like? You know what I mean? Walked in anyway, and there he was waiting for me. And getting on brilliant, no, Jewel, right? Getting on brilliant. Great looking fella. I was even there kind of going in my head, what's he seeing me like? Yeah. Then I was there kind of going, oh my God, is he, do you know these men who date ugly women?
Brendan, you stop putting yourself
there down. There is a thing, right? Because he's really good looking.
Right.
Do you know what's funny? Because we were chatting, he was like, would you go for me if you saw me online? And I said, show me your Tinder, your Bumble. He goes, oh no, I'm on Raya. And he was like, are you on Raya? I was like, yeah, I deleted it. We couldn't get on at me and you.
There's you pretend you were?
I was like, I deleted it, not into the apps anymore. I was just like, so I never saw you. And he goes, deleted it. Yeah, I was there going,
cause I don't need it. Yeah,
I was like, we couldn't get on it. Show me his profile. What? I tell you, the top was off now and the six pack and everything. And I was there going, he's going up me because I'm ugly. There's men that do that.
Stop.
There's men that do it. But then, and you know what? I was totally 100% myself, right? And then, oh God, when he was there, I actually tried to look you up online and I was like, oh, for God's sake, no. And then he goes, I couldn't remember your surname and I wouldn't give it then, you know. Yeah. But I straight away went on then hidden from my stories because you see me going into the corner shops and everything. I'm in some fancy pub in Chelsea, do you know, not being me, but not roaring around the corner shop with Ham, Sam and Sing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, he needs the soft launch first and then he can see the corner shop stuff. So we were chatting away and he was like, do you know, I got my life together and all this. And I was like, yeah. And I said, do you know, I could see.
Potential.
Do you know what? The other fellow I really like because there's certain things. There's just something. But look, whatever, you know that situation. But I said, look, I'll see no go. Give this guy a shot. So he was like, and I got my life together and everything. You know what I mean? I'm 29 now. And I was like, 29. I goes, did he just say 29? Did he just fucking say 29? And I was like, surely not. And there I am, like, need to get the highlights with a few greys. I'm 39 now, come on. So I was like going, yeah. Do you know the way? Do you know the way your man insulted you with the influencer thing? Or do you know you're a bit old for TikTok? Do you know the way your attitude and everything changes? You're having such a good time and then your form changes.
Yeah.
I felt like I was gone to Pluto or something. I wasn't there. I was not in the pub. Like, I was... Yeah. Like, I'd say he was had 5 minutes conversation. I didn't.
You were fainting and
I was gone. And he was like, I was like a different person. Yeah. You know? It was like I had a personality disorder. I'd say at one stage, he's like, are you listening to me? I was like, surely he said 39. Because, like, I can get away with calling myself 32 or 33. Just about. Yeah. Maybe 35. And then he started, I was like, how the fuck can I ask him now again, what age? I couldn't go, what age are you?
Yeah.
So he was like, do you know what? There's a big gap between me and my sister. He's from South Africa. And I was like, oh yeah, what age is she? He goes, 24. And I goes, definitely, definitely, because if he couldn't be 29, because that's only 5 years, that's not
that's
a massive
a gap.
Big gap. And I was like, I was like, what's the gap again? And I was like, please say 15 years. Please say 15 years. And he was saying it's 5 years. And I was like, oh my God.
He's not even, you can't even say he's in his 30s. He's actually in his 20s.
Gone to his 30s. Was he born in the 90s? He was. Oh, 1994. Well, like America, USA 90s, 1994.
Like, and I consider him a child.
I remember Italia 90. So then anyway, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. So I was like, right. And I was like, please don't ask me what age I am, because I was going to have to lie. I couldn't say I was 39. Because he would have been like going out with a grandmother. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, change the subject completely. Yeah. But I'd say he picked up, my farm was gone, because I was having great crack, you know, telling about intrusive thoughts and everything and all this kind of stuff.
Does he look older than 29?
Of course he did. He looks around 35 or 36.
Okay, yeah.
So
he's double.
No, because he's one of these fellas, no chest hair, I'd say, no. No, not that. No, he's not that, he's hairy. Who did I meet the other day? And I barely knew him. I goes, you're fierce hairy. I don't know who it was, no. Someone the other day, I barely knew him. And I just said, you're fierce hairy, like that. Like, talk about it being impulsive.
I love that.
There was a fella that me and Karen were next to Ash. I think he actually listens to the podcast. How are you? If you are. But I could see the chest. He was wearing not the Cork jersey, you know. We were in the hill with him. But he was wearing, you know, the Cork tops.
Yeah,
with the
the fiend.
And you could see the hair.
You love that.
Oh,
where the hair sticks out of. They're wearing a shirt.
Oh.
And you could see a bit of the hair in between the butt. I love that. I swear, it's the stupid things I love. Do you get that? I love that.
I wouldn't be looking at that much.
Love the hair.
But do you know when it's up there like that?
Yeah,
who did I meet? And he was mad. Oh my God, I actually think it's a fella I work with, which was totally uncalled for during work. I was like, you're mad hairy out loud. So he's very clean. Look, he's not even 30. He's a Gen Z, is he?
Yeah, one of them.
Is he in a Gen Z?
Like,
look.
Call it for a chat, like.
No, well, I was
like
pulling.
That?
No, because he's South African.
A slay or
No, he's doing none of that because he's South African as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so we were chatting about all that kind of stuff anyway. And then I was like, surely no, he's not going to want to see me again or anything, you know. But then he did kind of give me the ick, because I was like, we don't live too far from each other, because do you want to get a taxi home? But like, I was going ringing you. Yeah, I was like, no, I'll walk up there now. And I do like to get the tube, because, you know, I can reply to messages. Yeah. And I was like thinking, is he getting a taxi now? Not even an Uber now, but the all black taxi. He goes, Grant, so I'm going to get a lime.
What's that?
And I was like, oh my God, did I hear that wrong? Did I hear that? Did he say lime? As in on the tube.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you going to get? He was like, the bike.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, because they're called Lime bikes, the ones you rent. And you know me in the bike situation.
No.
I was after having a great date now with a 29-year-old, hot 29-year-olds in Chelsea.
Stop
and you're getting
them.
A fucking bike on the way home. I've rented
with
one.
Stabilizers. You know,
probably because he's so young, right? And then I was like, I rang you and I was like, if he passes me coming up the road on that fucking Lime bike, I'm going to die. I couldn't look. I was going down streets and everything. Yeah. There wasn't my way back to the tube. So, because if I saw him on that bike, it was all over.
No.
So, anyway, I was like, please don't fucking text me now. Please just don't have interest
in
me.
Did he have a backpack as well?
No, he didn't. None of that now. Well, actually, he did, because he came from the gym. So he had a bag.
Right.
He did have a bag.
Like cycling the bike with the bag and the bag.
I don't know where the bike went. I'd be thinking about
where
that. But there was no helmet. I don't know where the bag went. But that's why I didn't want to see him coming up behind me. If he came up behind me and the bike is white and it says lime and green.
They're
the big bike. Then, no, I don't wear a helmet on that. So I ran up the road anyway onto the tube. I was on the phone to you. And then, do you know, if you do really like someone, he was like, oh, text me when you get home. Okay, which is lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really nice, whatever. And I didn't text back till the next day because I was like, I just wanted the other fella to text me. But look, I know.
Because he didn't text you, then you want him even more then.
Yeah, but then I did put up a picture of your man's hand.
I know, I've seen that.
So, yeah.
The games at this
fucking.
You wouldn't,
if the other fella listens to this, he'll be like, what? That's where the hand was.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, the games we'd be playing. And do you know what?
June.
We're only playing games at ourselves.
Like when I was wearing your man's blazer the night at the Galway races, I took a picture of me with the blazer, put up my Snapchat as well, just so somebody else could see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but they don't even. You'd wonder, do men. Do they
play those games?
But you know the fella I really do like? He doesn't. I don't think he knows that I can see he sees my stories.
Okay.
Because I was telling him a situation. He goes, all right, yeah. And I went to go.
You fucking see.
You're on
story.
My stories yeah. first thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like going, I don't think he realized it. No, because he's older.
Yeah.
He's I was gonna
well,
say,
fair play. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's a small bit older.
Like 31, 32.
No, he's actually 40. But anyway. So then I text him back, whatever. Didn't hear from him all week. I was going, yes, yes. He's either found out that I'm nearly 40. Yeah. He's no interest in me. He's like counted all the moles in my face, right? And he's realised that I'm like not for him. Got a text in the other night and it was like, oh my God. And I was looking at it. Oh, I haven't even opened it now. And it was like, oh my God, I was waiting for a text from you all week. I was going, what? In my head. And he goes, I had thought that you hadn't replied to me. But it was actually me didn't reply to you. I know, but I was there going, I was there, oh my God, that's, I said to my friend at work, goes, that's a bit needy, isn't it? But then I said to her, if it was the other fella, I'd be like, look at this, look at this. Week.
I know.
He said he couldn't wait for me to text him. No, I will text him back. But you know what? Because I was, he is lovely. And sure, the other fella, I don't know what's going on there.
With the little boy.
No, the little boy, the man.
Sorry. Little boy.
With the Gen Z.
With the Gen Z boy.
The South African's Gen Z.
But you just have to text
him. And if you saw with the other, do you see, I've got the South African Gen Z who wants to take me out in Chelsea, and then I've got the other fella, and
that's more your age.
If you saw where he went the weekend. But anyway, we'll see. Look.
Do you know how bad I am? Right? When I was at the races, on, I met this fella, he's from Cork, and I know him well, whatever, and I sat down, his friends came over as well, and they were kind of chatting us, whatever, and the friends were saying, oh, I'm XYZ, whatever, and I own this. Like, you know, the lads, you know, they were drunk, whatever, and I was like, hardly, all right. Hardly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fella I know from Cork just turned around to me and was like, Julie, you are fucked. I go, sorry, what do you mean? He was I never seen a woman so broke. And like, he was like, why would they lie about that? Like, you know, they're telling you something and you believe nothing. I was like, no, I know. He was like, you're fairly damaged, is what he said.
Yeah.
I am damaged. I trust issues.
With the trust issues. Yeah.
They were saying like, what? They could even said, no, the sky is blue. I was like, it's not red. Mm. Like, I was like, not believing nothing they were saying. And he was like, you're fairly damaged.
But you know the way people say, oh, I don't want to get in another relationship, I'm afraid of getting hurt. You wouldn't be one of them.
Well, I would, I think. I think I am, yeah. Sure, I'd be mad texting lads, whatever, and I'd be like, why isn't he asking me? Next thing he'd ask me to go on dates, I'd be like, nope, I'm not going. And all along, then I'm giving up because they're not asking me. And then when they're asking me, I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so I actually got catfished during the week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you do?
I met this fella on Hinge. I matched him on Hinge, sorry.
And he'd was it a fella Darren, no? A guard, pretending to be a guard.
No, he was saying he was he's a farmer on Hinge, right? And he was like, fair, you know the way you have a bio yoke and it's his picture.
Is he from Clare?
He said he's from Kerry, but...
That's grand because my friend's gone on a date with a farmer from Clare today.
No, this fella now, on Hinge, he's a farmer, right? We matched, but we never spoke on Hinge. So then I went back on Tinder, it was yesterday, the day before, and I matched him. And I was like, I know him from somewhere. I was like, fuck, I'm already at match with him on Hinge. But on his Tinder, it says that he's a carpenter. So he messaged me on Tinder then and he was like, hi girl, how are you? How was your weekend? And I at this stage, I didn't put two and two together. And I was like, oh yeah, very good. How are you? And he was like, great. He goes up the walls and work. And next thing I was like, I fucking know him. How do I know him? And I clicked then that Hinge. So I'm back to Hinge and he said he's a farmer. Now, and this on his bio says he's a carpenter. So I said, oh yeah, what do you work as? He goes, I work for the ESB. He says, I'm the lad that climbs the poles, you know, and fixes the wires.
Oh yeah, yeah. You'd love that.
I'd love that. But on Hinge, he's a farmer. And his bio on Tinder, he's a carpenter, but he's up a pole. I went back into his bio and he was actually changing it that he works for the ESB.
Snake.
I was like, gotcha. So he goes, what do you work as? So I said, oh, I drive ambulance. I thought... I was like, catch this fucker now. So he goes, oh, off the walls, well, all week. I drive ambulances for a living. I'm doing that the last couple of years. And he was like, oh, I'll definitely need you after the weekend. I'm going on a mad one this weekend, the long weekend. And I was like, oh yeah, where are you going? And next I screenshotted it and I put up my Instagram, my stories. And I was like, this lad is a catfish. Yeah. I'm catfishing back.
Yeah,
and I
good
was
going
to keep it up to see what the end goal was. So went back into Tinder after an hour or two. He was after blocking me.
Snake.
Yeah.
You caught him out.
But I wonder, does he follow me as well?
Oh yeah, so he probably knows then. Probably watching you there now.
I might be imagining that. But like... The fact that
driving ambulances, what a laugh.
I was like, I'll catch him now for the I'll catfish him back, but not blocked me.
What a laugh. Well, speaking of catfish, I'm going to get the nose done next week in Sisu.
Are you?
Yeah, the filler
in the nose.
Yeah, the filler in the nose. No, I think I'm the day off after. I can't wear makeup the next day and all that, so I won't have to go to work. So on Thursday, I'm getting it done. And I have appointment for the boobs coming up as well.
Oh,
yeah. So appointment for the boobs. But it's so funny because I think that I'm not going to tell anyone else about the boobs now. Telling thousands here about it because a lot of people are like, "You don't need them, done. You don't need." And I know I get that, but should I go for the appointment anyway?
Yeah, see what they say. And look, you're only getting a natural pair anyway. Like,
yeah, that's it. Oh no, that's it, because it is major surgery. But that's why I wouldn't. And look, I know people have gone abroad to get them done, but I'd rather get it done here by someone really good.
Same. I actually had a consultation there last week about getting this thing.
Oh yeah, go on.
So basically what he does is, it's like a rod now for all the world, and he inserts it into your stomach. He doesn't open you up now or anything like that. You're actually awake for this procedure. I know a girl down Cross Haven that got it done. So inserts the rod in, and for all the world now, sucks out the stubborn fat, like pounds of it. See, I would have stubborn fat on my stomach after having the twins or whatever. Like, you should see the difference.
Wow.
It's huge, mega, and it's... Look, I think it's $3,000 to get it done, but it's so much cheaper than a full-on tummy tuck. And a full-on tummy tuck is major surgery. Mm. That's opening you up.
Yeah.
Like, this is only an hour or two. You're literally on the bed for an hour or two and you're wide awake. You're on local anaesthetic. But I think I might go for that. I have to go for a proper consultation and he just has to check me out and stuff like that. But I think I might next week or the weekend.
Yeah, sure. Look, see how you go.
See how I get on. Like, you know, and like that now, I know Lenore, she got it done, and you should see the difference. She's after 6 kids. I'm like, wow.
Well, once you know then.
Once you know, like, you know, I wouldn't be earning a shirt on my stomach after. Put it that way. I'm not going to be ripped. And I don't need a new belly button. It's literally, he inserts a rod into your stomach and I suppose sucks out the fat.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll go for that consultation. So I'll keep you updated as well with that. But like, I know, what are we like?
And come here. Have you, you've got something, the twins have a little play after this?
Yeah, and come here. They're always in Star Camp, the two of them. And so they done that play now probably about 5 or 6 times. This is my first one I'm making.
Because you were so just times.
Always away, like, or doing something, or like, I always feel like I'm up in Dublin because it's on a Friday and we used to record on a Friday up in Dublin. And it's always up in Dublin and I never make the road back. So that's what I said to him, we'll do it early and I'll fly back the road to Cork.
And was it a play as in, is it the lines and all that?
No, I think the whole Star Camp. It's only 10 minutes.
A song or something?
One song.
Ah, that's lovely. Is that their Star Camp finish now for the summer?
This, I think they're going again next week. So whether or not I'll put them in next week, I'll see now, see what they say, because they've done a lot now. Do you know, give them a week.
Yes, well, yes. You know? And my own child as well. Well, not my child, Winston. Just give an update on little Winston. Because so many people are asking me after Jake being gone. So I went home last night for the first time without Jake. And do you know, it was sad without my dad and without Jake. Do you know what I mean? It's
a big void.
Isn't it? It was really like, what the hell? But Winston, God love him. Sure, he was sad first, but he seems okay now again.
I good. And he was glad to see you.
He was. Oh, the little cry. But then I said to the mother, I goes, girl, I said, any chance he can sleep in with me now tonight? She goes, you can't do that to him because he'll be crying when you're gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God. She's like, you can't, Brenda. You can't do it. Because when Jake was there as well, the odd time when I was home, my mom and dad would be like, don't know, because it'll upset him again when you're gone. And sure, Jake will be upset without him. But, and I know, see, a lot of people are kind of going, get another dog. But you see, I don't know what's going to happen. Winston, like, I could move home. I could, I'm not saying, like, I don't know what's going to happen. So you can imagine if you got another dog for Winston, which is more pressure on my mother as well. My mother's going to work every day. My mother works full time.
That needs training and everything. Yeah. I couldn't even do that.
What if something happened where it's like, do you know what? I'm going to bring Winston over to London if I bought somewhere over there or something like that. And then I'm leaving this other dog at home. And Winston knows his patch now at home, but I'll be honest with you, I thought he'd be way more dumb, but he's actually, eating.
But it's
he's
like us, like, playing. You can't bring a new dad into the house, I can't, do you know what I mean? So he has to adapt as well to the fact that Jake has gone to doggy heaven.
I was sad just first, you know, coming in, and but then after, and sure, he was flying it this morning. He came in this morning, I was getting my makeup done, and I didn't know where he was gone, because you know the part of the house I sleep in, but he was gone. I was like, oh, and I could hear the footsteps upstairs, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh my God, the mother, I said, he's probably going over to the mother in the bed. I was like, get the fuck down here. So he came down, but he's flying it.
He's
great.
I know.
And come here as well before you do the quiz. I had to laugh. Your mother's haircut and Rio's haircut.
Oh, true.
What was it again that Rio's?
So Rio's haircut. So we got Rio, our dog, groomed last week. I think it was €50. The same day when we dropped him off to get groomed, my mom went and got a wash and blow dry and a small trim. That was €35. My mom can't get over it. She was like, dog costs more than my own haircut.
Yeah,
like,
so I was skitting.
Dogs, huh? Right,
your quiz. Are you smarter than your six-year-olds? Based on Fiona and Aaron Rose's age. Julie, your first question this week is a spelling. So you went to the Galway races. Sunday, Audrey did your tan on Saturday night and you were going around the house saying, I'm marinating in the tan. And you're, the way you spelled marinating, I was absolutely skitting. So I'm going to get you to spell marinating.
M-A-R-I-N-A-T-I-N-G.
Go again.
M-A-R-I-N-A-T-I-N-G.
Say it again.
M-A-R-I-N.
Yeah. No.
M-A-R-A.
No. I'll give it here. M-A-R-I-N-A-T-I-N-G. I think you got it. I'm not sure if you got it there. We'll listen back and we'll know. But how you spelt it on your stories. I'm here marinating. And a biscuit and a chocolate emoji. It's so funny. I'm here marinating. So that's 0 out of 1. Your second question. It is Olympic based. Who won gold for Ireland in the swimming this week? And it was so funny because none of us heard of him until this week. And then we were all like, I was putting up my page. Well done, all this Ireland, what a nation.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, totally.
What does it begin with?
D. His Dean. First name.
Dean?
No.
David?
No.
Daniel? Daniel Smith?
No. Daniel Whiffen.
How do I got that surname? As Smith's cousin.
Well, she was going to be your next question, but I'm going to change that there now. I was going to say, who was the last swimmer who won gold? What's Michelle Smith's full name?
Her second name, like?
Michelle Smith something.
Michelle Smith Murphy.
No, De Bruyne.
I go away, that is it.
Yeah, De Bruyne.
Lovely name.
Yeah, so that's 0 out of 3. So you love the riddles, right? And actually, the two boys won gold there for Ireland. Fintan and Paul, it's where I know them. And yeah, they won there just before we started recording. So what is orange and sounds like a parrot?
Like rhymes with the word
what
parrot.
What is orange
the
and
carrot?
Yeah! 1 out of 4. Oh God, right, okay. Why did the golfer bring 2 pants?
Why who?
Why did the golfer bring 2 pants? Why did... Huh?
He fours.
Okay, he's got a hole in one.
Jesus almighty, very good.
Right, and Joe Biden stepped down as the candidate, the Democrat candidate for the US election happening in November. Who is the new candidate? She's not officially announced yet, but who is more than likely going to be the Democrat nomination?
Clinton. No.
No.
What does it begin with? Michelle?
No.
Katie. Simpson. What? No.
Camilla.
Is that her name? Camilla. Yeah.
Camilla.
It's Camilla.
It's pronounced, some people pronounce it different. Camilla. And what's her surname?
Camilla. Pierce.
Harris. So you got
will
one.
She be the president?
Well, they have to. She's to go up against Trump.
Okay.
We'll see then. So you got 1 out of 6, kind of. One you got, what is orange? Sounds like a parrot.
Carrot.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a good one.
Come here before we finish up. We have Crazy Caroline coming to our Opera House show. We're so excited. She's a feckin' howl.
Did you see she was at a Be Perfect?
I've seen that.
Did you see her dancing?
Seen her dancing. She was dancing. Absolutely. She's going to bring some energy to the show. The show's going to be absolutely brilliant anyway on the 6th of September in the Opera House. And she's coming to Electric Picnic.
Yeah. So we're in Electric Picnic on the Friday. And then
Friday of the what? August. Is it? And we're not going to be late this time because tell them what happened the last time.
We were up in, where's that on? Leash?
Yeah, Leash.
Leash. We were staying in Leash the night before. I ended up booking my makeup for Tipperary. Then I was doing my makeup done in Tipperary. So drove from Leash down to Tipperary to get the makeup done. Then got the makeup done in Tipperary. We drove back up to Kildare to get my hair done. Drove back into Leash and then got lost in a field.
And had to collect me as well.
And had to collect Brenda after me going to 14 counties
yeah.
in the fucking morning.
And we were late then. I was stuck in a port cabin.
What is it?
Portaloo?
Oh, yeah, and Portaloo. All the organisers are ringing.
I was like, on the toilet. So, yeah, we won't be late this time. We're looking forward to that. And that is on Friday the 16th. And we're going to have a skit, yeah. So, tickets for the Opera House show are on operahouse.ie and the Cork Podcast Festival. And as well, if you're going to Letchbitnik, come and see us. So until next week,
ta-ra.
Bye.